Welcome to part two of our interview with author Simon Mahoney. In this episode of the interview, Simon tells us about a parable he has adopted and modified to give us a thought-provoking insight into individual perspectives on living with sight loss from his latest book, Winging It Blind. But first, we talk about adapting and overcoming a sight loss diagnosis. For more information on sight loss in general, you can visit our website, partsight.org.uk. So Simon, how did you embrace sight loss?
Well, there are many ways, but in fact, more recently, I've been able to simplify it down to a story which I think is understandable to many people, regardless of their situation. There are two really important aspects of sight loss. One is it affects every single part of your life, and so you've got no choice but to embrace it. And the second is that when people are told they have sight loss, they are faced with an immediate decision whether they are going to embrace it or not. And regardless of that, you'll find that every single person, even if they've got similar conditions, similar symptoms, because of their background, because of their general makeup, they will always experience sight loss as a unique and personal experience. It's as simple as that. Everybody, there are 2.5 million of us in this country at the moment, and everybody has a unique and highly personal approach or experience of sight loss, which basically means there's no right way or indeed wrong way of approaching it. The way you deal with your sight loss is the way you deal with it.
So how do you quantify this in your latest book, Winging It Blind?
I do find that what helps put this in perspective is a very old Hindu parable, dressed up in new clothes. And it goes something like this. Many years ago, like thousands of years ago, an elephant was brought to the court, and nobody, including the king, had any idea what manner of beast it might be. Accordingly, he sent out for a number of blind people to examine the creature and determine what it was. Now, why ask the blind people? I don't know, but just run with it, yeah? and in course of time, six people appeared, all of whom were blind, five of whom were beggars, and a right motley bunch of slovens they were too. So the king looked at his crew and he said, "Okay, I desire you to examine the animal and tell me what it is." So the first person shuffled forward and eventually found the tail. And he wailed, but it was a whip, and that in his infirmity it would be used to scourge him out of court. The second person stumbled forward and eventually ran into the legs. And he wailed, but it was an impenetrable barrier, just like his sight loss was an impenetrable barrier to the rest of the world. The third person found the side, and he declared that it was just like his sight loss. It was huge, grey, amorphous, and totally featureless, and like his sight loss, it just filled him with despair. The fourth person came forward. He found the trunk and he examined it very carefully. And then he cried, "O King, O mighty King, it is as to a snake, which, like my disability, will either consume or destroy me." And the fifth person came forward, and he discovered the tusks. Now, he felt them all over, having first of all tripped over them And then he whispered that they were mighty weapons of war, and begged not to be impaled upon them. The king by this time was pretty depressed by this chaotic circus of ineptitude and the tale of woe and despair that was going on. And he looked at the sixth person and he said to them, "Have you not examined the animal?" And to his amazement, she turned out to be a young woman, proud of bearing, and neatly dressed. And he replied, "Yes, I have. I am, in spite of my blindness, I'm attractive. And I've examined its prints, I've examined its dung. And from that, I've determined that it is very large, got flat feet, so it can more or less go anywhere. It's female. From its dung, I determined that it's female, quite young, still capable of breeding, but it's a vegetarian. And I would assume it would be fairly docile, if not annoyed." The king, of course, was delighted with this analysis. But he was a curious man in spite of his lofty rank. He said to her, "So tell me, how is it that you, who are blind, are a tracker?" And she looked straight at him and she said, "I can smell, I can hear, I can touch. Those with application and patience are perfectly adequate for my needs." Now, the question for all of us when we first begin to embrace sight loss is, are we going to be a beggar, sunk in our despair and giving up? Or are we going to be a tracker who rises above the disability and embraces the wider picture?
To purchase Simon's book, Winging It Blind, or one of his earlier titles, you can visit our online shop, partsight.org.uk/shop, or you can give us a call at the Partially Sighted Society for more help and advice on all things low vision on 01302 965 195. That number again is 01302 965 195.